This podcast is about the Taman Sud case. The Zodiac Killer wasn't the only one who loved to use codes. On the morning of December 1st, 1948, a body was found in beach in Australia. The man's body was perfectly conditioned, with no injuries, but found. He was decreased, although the labels on his clothing were missing. In the pocket was a train ticket to Henley Beach. Never been used. It would be a month later when they would find a suitcase link at him at the railroad station. Its label was removed, as well as those articles of clothing inside it. Unfortunately, it led no clues, just like his autopsy, which reported no foreign substance in his body that directly linked to his death to poison. A month later, they would find the most substantial but puzzling evidence in a secret pocket in the man's trousers. It read, "Taman Sud." A public library official called it to translate the phrase. They concluded that it meant ended or finished, which can be found in a collection of poems entitled. Immediately, the police ran a nationwide search for the book where the scrap paper was torn from. A man came forward claiming that he found the book in the back seat of his unlocked car a week or two before they discovered the body. On the back of it, it was strange coded out of pencil. A phone number linking to a nurse who also discovered, though that the nurse said she said, had given a copy of an army official named Alfred. Both the man who found the book and the nurse denied any connections with the body of the man. They never got any further the case, although many suspect may have been suicidal, since the book theme was about having no regrets and life ends. Others think he may be a spy, and until there any breaks in the case, his grave will remain reading, "Here lies the unknown man who was found at the beach on December 1st in 1948.